Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome, everyone, to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you today?
Dude, it's a weird week. We are going back to school full capacity.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been doing this hybrid thing, and now we're going back full. And it's funny that when the news came out we're going back full, our entire volleyball team is quarantined because of an outbreak.
Matt, before we go on with the COVID-19 news and how it impacts small children, we need to remind everybody that we're brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
The number one place to go if you don't want any COVID-19 news. Matt. It's true. The whole volleyball team is out, huh?
Whole volleyball team. The head coach got it. Nobody at practice wears masks except for two coaches. Guess who didn't have to quarantine?
Wow.
The libero and the tallest setter.
I couldn't tell you which one's the libero.
Libero's the one that wears a different colored jersey. Anyway.
One of them wears a different colored jersey?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I haven't watched volleyball.
I think they can, like, sub in without counting to sub in or something. Yeah, that's a libero. They can play all over. Something libero. Like that. It's a fun word. That's the only reason I remember it. Libero. I took college. I worked for the volleyball libero. Team in college. Tracked libero. That was my job for stats, was libero tracking.
Libero. It sounds like a I'm not going to get into it. Nope, not going to do it.
How was your week?
My week's fine. I was having a good week. Got manically depressed because I watched the debate last night. Very sad for our country. Took me back to elementary school times, though. A lot of flashbacks.
We went to elementary school together.
We did go to elementary school together. We absolutely did.
Are you talking about, like, Miss Cook's second grade class?
I don't remember Miss Cook. I remember
Leffler.
I remember, yeah. Leffler. Absolutely. Yeah, fun times. Mr. Hamlin. Anderson. I remember Anderson.
I remember Anderson kicking a desk across the room.
Yeah, he was crazy. People aren't tuning in to listen to that at all, though. As far as family stories go, we started potty training my daughter this week. Mostly my wife has been trying that. It's gone absolutely terrible.
Really?
100%.
Terrible. Girls are easier than boys, aren't they?
No, I think it's the other way around. I think boys are supposedly easier than girls.
Really? You would think it'd be easier to, like, contain a girl's potty.
Matt, I only have the parts required for one of those species. I have no idea.
Right, but you have potty trained a boy. I have potty trained girls. I have not potty trained a boy. I have no idea. I would assume that the boy is going to be a mess.
No, the boy was easy.
You have potty training stories. Yeah, but the girls sit down. They don't have to aim. They sit on the toilet and go.
I don't know. I can't explain it. It's been terrible. But the other day, when one of the few times I've actually had to try, I was like, okay, you know, hey, let's go potty. Let's go potty. And then she's like, no, I pooped. And I was like, no, you didn't. She says that when she's like, when she rips one, like when she farts or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, nah, okay, whatever. You know, ha ha ha. And so I start pulling down her pants and I'm getting her ready to, you know, sit on her little potty chair or whatever. And then turd just flops right onto the floor. Just plop. And she thought it was the funniest thing ever. Thank God it was wood floors, so it was easier to just pick up. But that was a blast.
Nice.
Yeah, just
she do that in the toilet or in the tub yet? The new tub?
No, there's no one has pooped in the new tub. Not that I know of. At least I haven't.
Check with your wife?
No, I don't think I want to ask her. I might find out something that makes me never want to take a bath again. You know?
Oh.
It's better just to not know.
Speaking of poop, how about the Denver Broncos quarterback situation?
Oh, it's absolutely terrible. It's absolutely terrible, Matthew. I'm glad you brought up the Denver Broncos because, whew, a little bit to talk about. You ready to hear the news and notes?
Let's do it. There's a lot, it looks like.
Yeah, I went ham. I had a lot of time. I was trying not to listen to the debate. So, where to start? Jeff Driskel was benched in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against the Bucks. Driskel struggled to move the offense outside of a touchdown to Tim Patrick on the final drive of the first half. That reminds me, Matt, what is your favorite memory of Tim Patrick, of all the amazing plays that he's made?
And one time where he scored a touchdown on the final drive of the first half.
Thank you for that. He was Jeff Driskel was, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the game, but he was running for his life most of the game.
Should have been KJ Hamler.
He took five sacks, including a safety. And when Driskel did have time to throw, he averaged just a pitiful 5.9 yards per attempt. The Broncos are, well, I think they already have, actually, by the time this gets to everybody. They've named Brett Rypien, probably, the starting quarterback this week against the Jets on Thursday Night Football, which opens up a whole other bag of worms.
The ugliest Thursday Night Football game. I think the over-under is 40. Take the under. These two teams combined, their best games, they haven't scored over 40 combined.
No, it's ugly. It's not something you want to go anywhere near for fantasy purposes.
Can we? I know you hate this game, and it's not really a game, but if the Broncos are as bad as they seem to be,
they are who we thought they were.
It's a lost season, right?
Yeah. It was a lost season week one.
Okay, so let's say they have a top two pick.
Dos.
Do they take Trevor Lawrence?
No, you talked about this before. Like, I need to see much more of Drew Lock before I'm like, yeah, let's go draft Trevor Lawrence.
So
I don't think Trevor Lawrence is a once in a like lifetime prospect right now.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet Trevor Lawrence is the next Andrew Luck.
I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy, but how did that work out?
That worked out bad because they didn't have an offensive line.
Oh.
But you can't say like Andrew Luck years? Wasn't a great quarterback. Yeah, five or six.
They didn't have an offensive line for 6 years?
Now they do. He would You're be great now because they have an offensive line.
It just seems like a really, really big excuse to make for a quarterback or an NFL team. You're telling me Matt Renshaw, a host of the Nice Dads podcast, can tell that your team has a poor offensive line, but an NFL GM scout can't figure that out?
Why do they continue to address the offensive line in drafts? Hmm. It was just too late.
Six off seasons isn't enough to fix an offensive line. Is that what you're telling me? In today's NFL?
Look at their offensive line and look at how long their offensive linemen have been there.
I'm just saying, to say that Andrew Luck was really, 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 really good, maybe wasn't that good.
Shut up.
Maybe he wasn't that good. I don't think that's that crazy of a statement.
Okay. Here's one for you. He's the next. Peyton Manning didn't run. He's not Cam Newton. He's his own play. Like he's a stud. I'm all in on Trevor Lawrence. Give me all of the Trevor Lawrence.
That's perfectly fine. I'm not saying he's not a first round caliber guy. I'm just saying I don't feel like he's somebody that you completely dump. God damn it! I don't think he's somebody you completely trash your entire quarterback plans from the past two seasons, and just throw it away for that guy.
What if the Jets end up with the first pick? I understand Darnold and Locke are two different situations.
I am firmly in the camp that that the Jets are just a dumpster fire, and they're going to be for years. It's not going to matter who's at quarterback.
Or head coach.
Well, head coach needs to change. GM needs to change. That entire team needs to change. The freaking field needs to change. Speaking of the field, Matt, thank you for bringing me there.
Yeah, see, I do my best.
Coach Kyle Shanahan said that Jordan Reed could be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks. That was fun while we had it. Reed twisted his ankle earlier in week three against the Giants, returned, and then, he jacked up his knee. The MetLife Stadium turf has been taking no prisoners at all through 3 weeks. And the Niners have rightfully been peeved about all the injuries they've suffered there the last 2 weeks against the Jets and the Giants. They both play on the same field. Now, Reed was having a nice little resurgence, right, under Shanahan, who coached him in Washington.
Yep.
But the good news is for the 49ers that George Kittle is expected back from his own knee sprain for week four. Okay. I don't think we're going to see much value out of Jordan Reed the rest of the way, right?
Would you agree? I would agree.
Okay. So George Kittle is going to be the man there again, which would be nice.
Tight end one.
I am so worried.
Did you see J.C. Treader's thing today?
Who?
Okay, so I know we don't talk offensive linemen often, and this is probably twice on the show where we're talking about offensive linemen.
It's a record.
But the Browns center, J.C. Treader, he is like the head of the players union right now, and he like called for all football stadiums that did not have natural grass to change the natural grass because of all the injuries and data that show that turf, there's more injuries to knees and ankles, non-contact injuries on turf.
Okay.
It ties into this story.
No, it does. It does. I just didn't know how to respond to it at all. I thought there was going to be more. There wasn't more. He left me hanging.
He just requested it today. That's kind of a big thing that the Players Association is saying. All of the fields need to change from field turf to natural grass.
Well, it'd be really interesting to see, you know, which Bronco ends up going down, because that's going to happen Thursday. And by the way, for those of you wondering, next week, the Cardinals play in MetLife. So DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray. I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Field advantage.
But I'm saying.
Green monster.
Terrible. Trash.
Jimmy Hoffa.
ESPN's Diana Russini, probably, reports Sunday's game between the Titans and Steelers has been postponed. The NFL is considering all options, including moving the game to Monday or Tuesday night. The Titans had another player test positive for COVID-19, their fourth one this week. Tennessee's facility has been shut down. But the NFL is still hoping to play the game, at a later date. The Titans will be tested over the next couple of days before determining the next steps. Matt, Tuesday Night Football, are you in or are you out?
I would watch Tuesday Night Football.
I think I would too.
It's a better game than Thursday Night Football.
Is it?
Are you serious? Titans Steelers? Yeah, I would much rather watch Titans Steelers than Broncos third string quarterback who's not named Blake Bortles versus the Jets.
I suppose so. I'm just not excited about the whole COVID thing at all. I mean, I know no one is, but just weird times. I feel like every sport this year is going to have an asterisk next to it forever, for all time.
Forever.
Russell Wilson completed 27 of 40 passes for 315 yards and five touchdowns in the Seahawks' Week 3 win over the Cowboys. Wilson's 14 touchdowns through three games, are the most in NFL history. The Seahawks' offensive transformation is the story of the NFL season, as they've gone from a run-based attack to one that relies on letting Russ cook. Now that we've seen the offensive pass at this volume for three straight weeks, I think it's safe to assume Wilson is unquestionably the QB1 the rest of the way, correct?
Are you serious?
Correct.
No. Okay.
Dude's breaking records, scoring touchdowns, and 3 weeks too, which is it's a pretty decent sample size.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Oh, my God. Well, for most fantasy seasons, this is what? We're about a third of the way through?
Yeah.
So
you're telling me you're taking Russ Wilson over Patrick Mahomes
for the rest of the season? Yeah, absolutely.
This is Dynasty Dads.
I know you asked for the rest of the you asked rest of the way, which I assumed is the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Overall, yeah, but I don't think you're wrong. I don't think anybody's wrong for taking Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes.
Did you see Mahomes? Did you see Mahomes?
I seen him.
Man.
I seen him.
How can you not think he's the QB1 the rest of the way? He put up 48 points Monday night?
Bro, you're taking things and you're applying this like weird Renshaw logic to it. I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes is some bum or he's not going to be like the guy, but I'm just saying if you wanted to pick Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes as your QB one, I ain't mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. I don't think it's right. I just don't think it's right. You can make your mistake if you want, but Mahomes is the QB one the rest of the way.
Well, okay, the Seahawks also play the Dolphins and the Vikings next, which, yeah. So about through five games, it's pretty safe to assume Russell Wilson's going to kill it. Kill it. DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that guy did real good. Start celebrating after you cross the goal line.
Makes one mistake.
Hey,
this coming
that's
from
a rookie
Dez
cornerback.
Bryant fan.
That's a rookie corner. Dez Bryant dropped the ball before he crossed the line. He's not DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, but Dez Bryant always did stupid stuff. Let's see. The Bears placed running back Tariq Cohen on season-ending injured reserve. Cohen, who had never missed an NFL game in his career to this point, recently signed a three-year $17.25 million extension with the Bears on September 20th. Running backs coach Charles London said the team is planning a collaborative rushing effort behind David Montgomery to replace Cohen, an approach that entails both, get this, Cordarrelle Patterson and Ryan Nall being heavily involved moving forward. Cohen, who is only 25 years old, should be cleared for week one of the 2021 season. Matt, Montgomery time is upon us. Are you excited? Are you here for
excited. I'm excited for Big Stick Nick.
Big Stick Nick. Last week it was Mo Cox. This week it's Big Stick Nick. Big Stick Nick. You're starting to worry me, Matt.
I'm just telling you, you're starting to worry me. The Bears are 3-0 and they have a MVP, a Super Bowl MVP at quarterback now.
That's true. It's very true.
Just saying. It's scary to think what the Bears could do with some competent quarterback play.
Bears coach Matt Nagy said Nick Foles will start week four against the Colts. The announcement was inevitable after the veteran replaced Mitchell Trubisky in the second half and led the Bears to a comeback victory over Atlanta Falcons. My God. Make
week
some changes.
Week four ever. He's going to play the rest changes. Of the year. They need to fire Dan Quinn.
Yes. You need to set an example, like right now.
Sorry, Dan. You blew two big leads. You got to go.
Goodbye, Dano. Nagy even stopped to clarify that Foles will be the starter for this week and beyond. Verbatim.
Forever. Week forever.
The organization declined Trubisky's fifth-year option for 2021 back in May and are undoubtedly done with that experiment altogether. Even with the decision now in the rearview mirror, Chicago's selection of Trubisky with the number two overall pick over Patrick Mahomes at number 10 and Deshaun Watson, number 12 in the 2017 draft, will forever be remembered as one of the worst decisions in league history. Fun stuff.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
I mean, that's why people tune in, Matt, to you.
If we're looking at it, here's the thing, though. So if we want to talk about other mistakes, yeah, Trubisky went at two. You know who went four in that draft?
No.
Leonard Fournette. Because they had Blake Bortles at quarterback. Could you imagine Jacksonville with Mahomes or Watson? The Jets took Jamal Adams. He's really good. Cincinnati took John Ross. They could have had Mahomes or Watson. Like, I know it's fun to give the Bears crap because they traded up from 3-2 to select Trubisky, but there's other teams that made the mistake here passing on these guys.
Yeah, but Matt, that's not the story here. Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry. Facts.
Jack Doyle.
Are you facts? Listen here, man. These are facts.
The worst president of all time. Of all time.
Clown.
Oh, my
God. I'm sorry.
Shut
I didn't
up,
mean to
man.
Say that.
Shut up, man.
I just want to know,
will you take this moment to denounce white supremacy groups?
What I will do is talk about Jack Doyle and Mo Cox.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to take just like maybe 2 minutes to denounce white supremacy groups?
Jack Doyle is a tight end for the Indianapolis Colts.
I don't know, man. I just got a feeling you could be president one day. Something about how you debate. It's just like you're a master debater, you know?
Yeah. You know, can we talk about Mr. Mo Alley?
Okay. You're right. Let's talk about Mo Cox. So Jack Doyle was targeted in Indianapolis in Indy's week 3 win over the Jets. Doyle actually ran 16 rounds to Mo Alley Cox. Mo Cox, as he's more well known. Mo Cox
only ran. Stage name?
He only ran 8 routes. My goodness. Jack Doyle didn't even get a target in this game. And of course, Mo Cox had a nice spike in production. He got 3 catches, 50 yards, 1 touchdown. Doyle is clearly the team's co-starter for the time being, but Alley Cox is lurking over his shoulder with impressive back-to-back performances. Matt, as a fan of Mo Cox, you have to be I'm sorry. Matt, as a fan of Mo Cox, you have to be excited for this erection. I can't do it. I can't do it. Matt, as a fan of Mo Cox, you have to be excited for this erection in production. Are you not?
Things are really looking up for this guy.
They're definitely getting stronger.
I mean, he's going to be hard to pass up on.
I mean, the schedule does get quite a bit harder for Mo Cox, especially when you look ahead. I just hope he's wearing the right kind of protection, you know? You don't want to get injured. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the Dynasty Dads podcast. So I'm sure we're not going to be on the air next week. My God, I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fair.
Keenan Allen caught 11 of 19 targets for 136 yards and a touchdown in the Chargers' Week 3 loss to the Panthers.
Your point? Can I ask? Are we checking hot takes this week, or is that next week?
No, that's next week.
Dang it!
Yep. Day late, okay. Dollar short.
Keenan Allen, stay out there, buddy.
Keenan Allen commanded an outstanding 41.3% of Los Angeles targets. Justin Herbert threw to Allen no matter the coverage. Allen's all-world route running got him just open enough for the rookie to connect on a few critical second-half passes. Allen with 29 targets in 2 Herbert starts. Boy, it sure seems like Keenan Allen's going to be in that wide receiver 1 conversation soon.
I know a guy that said that.
Yeah. You want to play name game?
I love name game.
I know you do.
I'm waiting for the other game to come back from week 1.
I know. I meant to put it in here. I don't have it in here. Sorry. Mm. It'll make a return next week. So let's do a dynasty name game with Keenan Allen.
Okay.
Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju.
Keenan Allen, Tyler Boyd.
Keenan, easy.
I'm very surprised to hear you say Keenan. Did you say Juju over Keenan?
Yeah.
I was with you until there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, that's the hard.
I think Keenan Allen's just a better, like NFL wide receiver 1, like, period.
Yeah, and I'm going to shock some people. Do you know how old Keenan Allen is? He's not 42 like people suggest.
I would guess he's about 27, 28.
He's 28, I believe. Oh, he's really? He's the world's oldest 28-year-old in the NFL.
We had a carnival or something.
But do you know how old Juju is?
24.
22.
Wow, that's pretty
young.
He's
younger than rookies coming in. Juju Smith-Schuster was born.
When's his birthday? I might want to write him a card.
You want to write him a see? I searched Juju and it wasn't. It's just Juju on Wikipedia, and that's not what I wanted.
Juju, we talked about you on my Dynasty Football podcast once.
I like you. He was born in 1996.
I like your hair.
He's 23 years old.
By the way,
313 days.
I like long walks on the beach, and guys named Mo Cox. I have many leather-bound books.
I listen to audiobooks.
Dear
DK
Darla.
Metcalf is older than Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, think about
but DK
that.
DK Metcalf is a man, and you know it.
Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a 24-year-old free agent.
Maybe.
Do you know how often that happens?
I'm sure every season there's a 24-year-old free agent. I'm willing to bet you there is.
That was a first-round pick?
No, I'll see. Now you're changing things. The questions.
I would have Juju over Keenan, and I am a Keenan Allen supporter.
Okay. That's fine. Doesn't mean it's right. An MRI revealed that Chris Carson suffered a minor knee sprain in week 3 against the Cowboys. Your dirty,
dirty hit. Filthy dirty hit. I'm a Cowboys fan. I will say dirty hit.
NFL Network's Tom Pelissero probably said Carson has a chance to suit up in week 4 against the Dolphins. Carson's practice involvement will be worth tracking all week. And Carlos Hyde would likely get early down work if Carson were held out. Now, with Travis Homer taking over as the team's primary pass catcher out of the backfield, are we excited for Hyde at all if Chris Carson's held out or nah? Because Chris Carson's looked kind of good. We've seen Carlos Hyde look good like years ago.
Carlos Hyde hasn't looked bad in the few carries he's gotten in the last few games. Does Carlos Hyde catch passes?
No.
Because that offense seems to be transitioning to pass first.
I guess what I'm getting at is if you're in a position where you had a couple of those big name running backs that have gone down, Le'Veon Bell, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, those kind of guys, maybe you can do a lot worse than Carlos Hyde or even Travis Homer. Like, it seems like each of them has a chance of scoring this week. It's the Dolphins.
It's not.
Week 4 against the Dolphins.
I don't think Carson's going to be out. I think he's going to play. I mean, everything I've seen says he's fine, and I'm not going to take that risk.
If Carson plays, he's a start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm starting him everywhere I've got him. Okay. I don't think it's – if you're looking for, like, lower-end guys you can go get, Jeff Wilson's still out there, scored 2 touchdowns.
Whoa. Don't be giving up all your Renshaw Renegade stuff right now. Hold on.
I'm just saying. That guy's out there. Jerick McKinnon might be available. You can get him cheap.
Absolute baller.
Naheem Hines isn't bad in a PPR league.
You can do worse. You can definitely do worse.
There's lower end running backs that I like better than Carlos Hyde.
Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert has officially landed on the IR after suffering an ankle injury in week 3 against the Bengals. Will miss the next 3 games at minimum. Now, Goedert caught just 1 pass before limping to the sideline with an injury, and he didn't return in the second half. Now, Zach Ertz was targeted 10 times in Goedert's absence. Ertz is clearly a tight end one moving forward. I don't think anybody's going to have a debate about that. Now, the Eagles have signed former wide receiver Hakeem Butler off of the Panthers practice squad, which I found interesting.
Why?
Well, I found it interesting because, number one, I didn't know Hakeem Butler was no longer a member of the Arizona Cardinals.
Host a podcast, sir.
Well, I think you'll have to forgive me for not keeping up with the Hakeem Butler news. We haven't had a lot of it.
He got cut, and no one signed him, and everyone wanted him to go to Green Bay.
So here we are. You have no hopes for Hakeem Butler?
No.
Not even in like a deep dynasty league where you got to start 2 tight ends. No.
Are you talking for this year?
It's a dynasty league.
No. I have no.
You're bumming me
out,
man.
Maybe 2 years down the road if you can hold on to him and they have a huge bench, but no. This is your chance that if you still had Hakeem Butler on your roster to sell him to somebody for like $20 in FAB.
One moment while I cancel my waiver wire bid and done. Okay. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson said benching Carson Wentz for rookie Jalen Hurts would be a, quote, knee-jerk reaction, unquote. He said, no, you don't go there.
Sorry. Thanks.
Sorry, thanks, I love Doug. Reading quotes. Peterson said when asked about the prospect of benching his franchise player. Now, if his job is safe – Carson Wentz, I'm talking about pronouns, pal. If Carson Wentz's job is safe after completing under 60% of his passes and throwing six picks in three games. I don't think he's going to be facing a benching at all this year. What say you?
No, no, I don't think. I mean, they're paying the man lots of money.
Right.
And when's the last time you saw a big name quarterback that got paid lots of money get benched? Like, you follow the rule is usually follow the money. If you're getting paid a lot of money, you're gonna be playing. That's why we just saw Trubisky, who's getting paid not a lot of money, get benched for someone who's making a lot of money in Nick Foles.
Well, I mean, that's okay, but Trubisky also has looked really, really bad.
Right, but are you paying somebody to sit on the bench? Or are you paying somebody to play?
I think you're paying somebody to win. It doesn't matter, like, what you're paying them. I think coaches think, like, they think in wins and losses because that's how they get, like, graded at the end of the year. Doug, I think Peterson's GMs are like, yeah, that matters more. But coaches don't give a shoot.
Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl in Philly. Like, he'll be fine. He can say Philly loves the man because they finally won a Super Bowl. Go Birds!
Yeah, Chip Kelly could have did it if he had the same roster.
You're full of jokes tonight.
That's what Philly needs, more Chip Kelly. You know, it's been a while since we plugged him. DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Has Carson Wentz with a trade value of just over 12. Now, what that means is that's actually pretty equivalent to a very, very tail-end pick in a 12-team draft first round.
Is that a like one quarterback opposite, or a super flex value?
One quarterback, 12-team league, standard dynasty rules.
Okay.
Are you going to go for, let's say, 1.12 or Carson Wentz, Matt? Which side do you land on?
Give me 1.12 every day of the week.
Yeah, I think so too. And I was kind of surprised to see that number because I feel like most people would take the pick. Like if you had to do it right now.
In single quarterback leagues, yeah. If you can get a first for a quarterback, it's a done deal. Mm-hmm.
The NFL Network's Ian Rapoport is reporting that Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman underwent surgery to repair compartment leg syndrome in his calf. Now Rapoport adds that Pittman will likely be back in time for Indy's Week 8 game against the Lions. Pittman has been soaking up mop-up catches in blowouts the past 2 weeks, which has expected to eventually become a larger role with Paris Campbell, who's also on the IR with a bit of a knee issue. Now, that opportunity will now fall to Zach Pascal, who ran 67% of routes from the slot in Week 3 against the Jets. Jets. Is Pascal worth a look this week on the waiver wire?
Those looks are going to Mokox.
I know you like the looks to go to Mokox, Matt, but I mean, come on.
No.
Zach Pascal. There's got to be something there.
Are you going to start him? Going to pick this guy up off waivers and start him?
I have trouble envisioning a roster then where you have to start him. Yeah.
Then what's the point? I mean, in all honesty, his value is not going to go up. In a dynasty league, you pick up guys that their value could go up. I don't think Pascal's value is going to go up off of waivers.
I've been picking up guys who I thought their value might go down. Am I doing it wrong?
A little bit.
See, that explains everything.
Just a hair. You should trade anybody of value for draft picks.
See, I haven't been doing that. Washington's head coach, Ron Rivera, said there is a cutoff point for himself in waiting for quarterback Dwayne Haskins to improve. Rivera reportedly said the football team's offensive players deserve better from the quarterback. It's a stinging critique of Haskins after his disastrous Week 3 performance against the Browns, in which he completed 21 of 37 passes for 224 yards, two touchdowns, and three picks. Kyle Allen, remember him, is listed as Haskins' backup. Now, Alex Smith has been inactive for the first 3 weeks of the season. Who knows if or when that's ever going to change. But who?
Do you want to see Alex Smith take the field?
Do I want to see it? Kind of. Like, yeah, I think that's a cool story. But do I think anything is going to matter for the Skins, Washington's football team this year? No. I there's nothing there for me.
I'm rooting for him. I'm glad he came back. I'm glad he got cleared for football activities. But like everyone, no one wants to see him get hit again.
Oh man, that's a nightmare for the NFL too.
Give Kyle Allen the job. Yeah, but I think this is just coach speak for Haskins to try to motivate him and get him going. Rivera didn't draft Haskins, but he took the job knowing Haskins was kind of the guy in place there. But then they went out and traded for the backup, and they still kept Alex Smith. I don't know. I think they'll give Haskins at least two more weeks, and we'll go from there. But Kyle Allen, speculative ad. Wasn't he in Denver?
Who knows? Who knows? What do I look like, a Denver fan? Stop it.
I know. I thought he would just be – he would be better than Jeff Driskel.
How dare you? Sorry. Looking more and more likely that the Buccaneers are going to be without Chris Godwin the next couple of games. He injured his hammy this weekend. Now the Bucs
is that a tissue issue?
No, it's not a soft tissue issue. The Chris Godwin the Bucs.
Three up.
Yeah, the Bucs are expected to play the Chargers, or they're going to play the Chargers, but then they have a short week against the Bears on Thursday Night Football. So, not looking good. Are we getting hyped up for Justin Watson here? Are we going to finally see a little bit more of the rookie Tyler Johnson, or just the Mike Evans show from here on out?
Scotty Miller. How are you not going to mention Scotty Miller?
Scotty Miller, sure.
I think Gronk scores a touchdown.
Finally. Yeah.
I think he's heard the criticisms and he's ready.
Well, they actually gave him some looks and some catches last week.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheel.
Mike Evans, what, had three touchdowns for 3 yards last week? He caught 2 1-yard touchdowns. That's the joke. It's the Mike Evans show. But, Fournette's out or trending towards out. Could be a Rojo blow-up week.
Ooh. I don't think we've ever seen that.
Get ready.
The Jets wide receiver Braxton Berrios led the team with 33 pass routes in week 3 against the Colts. Berrios caught all 4 of his targets for 64 yards and a score in week 3. He totaled 4 more routes than Chris Hogan. What you gonna do, brother? Who resumed his target list with wind sprint duties for New York. Now, Jameson Crowder is listed as questionable. Breshad Perriman is out for Thursday night. Are you feeling very nice about Berrios or very bad?
I'm staying away from anything New York Jets until Adam Gase is fired.
Would it shock you if Berrios had like a 2-score, 100-yard game tomorrow? Well, Thursday night football, excuse me.
Yeah.
It would. Would it shock you if he had 1 catch for 12 yards tomorrow and no score?
That wouldn't shock me. Weren't you the one that told me Denver's defense is surprisingly good or sneakily good? Or,
well, they lost their leader. Von Miller hasn't been playing at all. He's been on the IR. I think that's a big deal. Their starting linebacker is A.J. Johnson, who I love A.J. Johnson, but he's not a starting caliber middle linebacker in the NFL.
Well, Chubb.
Chubb hasn't looked nearly as good. I'm not even sure if Chubb's been playing lately.
I know Chubb was hurt, but I Denver's defense is, I don't know.
Taking a huge step back.
I thought they were your sneaky play of the year.
Stop it.
The Jets are bad. The Broncos are bad.
It's going to be an ugly game.
Give me the under.
Bryan Edwards has been ruled out for week 4. This doesn't really come as a surprise.
Renfro.
This doesn't come as a surprise after Coach John Gruden said he was, quote-unquote, concerned with Edwards following Sunday's game. Edwards missed the second half of week 3 with an ankle sprain. The Raiders are calling him week to week, and he could sit multiple games. Now, with Henry Ruggs also sidelined and reported a long shot to play, the Raiders are down to Hunter Renfro, Nelson Aguilar,
Renfro,
and crazy Zay Jones as their top 3 receivers.
Renfro.
My question,
and Darren Waller. Stop it. Darren Waller is their top option.
We need – I'm not going to – yeah, you're right. Matt.
Thank you.
Who's most likely to score out of the wide receiver group? Renfro, Aguilar, Jones, against the Bills this week?
Renfro. Is that a serious question? Renfro.
Most likely to score.
Renfro.
I think most likely to have a high scoring game. The highest scoring game of those three is Hunter Renfro. But I'm not sure if he has the best chance of scoring.
Stop it.
Okay.
Did you see what he did last week? He was like this close to a touchdown.
Bro, you're not going to find anybody else that's more supportive of Hunter Renfro.
I don't know.
Big fan. Big fan. And he's sneaky athletic, right?
I believe so. I believe so. I won't denounce sneaky athletic players.
Oh, my God. This is such a bad show. Andy Isabella caught 4 of 4 targets for 47 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the Cardinals' Week 3 loss to the Lions. It was a promising day for the second-year pro though Pro Football Focus initial charting still only shows 26 snaps. Now, with Christian Kirk once again injured and Larry Fitzgerald disappearing into old age, the Cardinals need Isabella to emerge opposite DeAndre Hopkins, if you ask me. Are we in on Isabella or nah?
Do you have like a game? Or are you just asking me yes or no?
I'm just asking because it seems like Christian Kirk isn't going to be a thing. He's like Fletch.
You don't think?
I think we've given Fletch.
Don't put an L in there.
I think
you take your given, L's with the Broncos.
It's been a long time since I've watched. Oh my God, I can't. Mean Girls. Thank you. It's been a long time since I watched Mean Girls. I'm probably gonna do it tonight before I go to sleep. Christian Kirk isn't gonna be a thing. It's not happening.
Andy Isabella or Michael Gallup?
Michael Gallup. We've seen Michael Gallup have huge weeks.
Andy Isabella or have we? Have we seen Michael Gallup
last season? Michael Gallup had some big, big games.
Oh. Andy Isabella or Cole Beasley?
Isabella.
I'm just doing these off the top of my head.
And I love Cole Beasley. Sleazy Beasley.
Andy Isabella or Hunter Renfro?
Hunter Renfro.
Okay, I got to think of worse receivers because you've taken every other one. Andy Isabella or Braxton Berrios?
Give me Isabella.
Yeah, that's the right decision.
All right. One more story, Matt, then we're going to let you do your whole renegade thing. Ready?
Are we doing the one more thing?
Jared Cook left week 3 against the Packers with an ankle injury. Cook was limping pretty badly before he was taken to the locker room. He had 2 catches for 21 yards on 3 targets. As an Adam Trautman believer, is now the time. Are you ready?
Is Adam Trautman, I don't know. I mean, anything over 10 yards, Drew Brees doesn't throw. So if he runs those short routes, sure. But – is it weird to think that the Saints could be starting Winston?
Yeah.
Like, does Winston give them a better chance to win than Drew Brees?
No, let's be honest. Stop. Just stop.
What have you seen out of Drew Brees that makes you think, yeah, that guy's good? He's going to help us win.
And years of successful quarterback play. Like,
you know who's undefeated, Justin?
Quarterback play.
Father Time.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated.
You know what Father Time has also shown us? Jameis Winston, not that good.
He had surgery on his eyeballs now, and he can see better. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Who's the starter in New Orleans next year? Is it Winston?
Oh, it's not Drew Brees.
Is it Taysom Hill, or is it the field? Who are you taking?
Give me the field.
Any other quarterback than the two on the roster right
now? They'll find somebody. You can't have long-term like plans for Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston. I'm sorry.
I think it's Taysom Hill.
Oh, what a scary, scary year that'll be.
If you look at what Taysom Hill did last year compared to what he's done this year, they're protecting him. He's not doing as much stuff. He's not out there running as many routes. He's not on special teams as much. I think they're protecting their backup quarterback investment. They're paying him a lot of money.
I agree with that. They're overpaying him for sure.
They almost didn't get Kamara because they paid Taysom Hill.
That's enough Taysom Hill talk. Renegade time. Here we go.
Saints Renegades, Renegades. Yeah, the Renegades. Renshaw's Renegades, yeah.
So we're going to review last week, and I don't know how much more of a disappointment last week could be.
That's what we do here, Matt. We disappoint people.
I'm just Deion Lewis. Perfect opportunity. Gonna be the guy. Clapper got to him. Guaranteed Clapper got to him. Because he had 2 points. One reception for 10 yards.
Clap on, thanks. Clap off.
Thanks, Jason Garrett. Letting me down yet again.
I like how you blame Jason Garrett and not the player. I think that's cute.
Thanks, Deion Lewis. Jason, I bet Deion Lewis could have gotten some yards with a carry, but no. Now, we're going to talk about my other renegade, who was three times as successful. Because KJ Hamler had three receptions for 30 yards. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's really not that great. It is if you compare it to one reception for 10 yards.
That's right. There we go.
Three for 30.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. So this week, I went back to somebody that I know well, and I really like him, and it's really hard not to just pick him every week. Mo Cox, currently owned in 44% of MFL leagues. 2 weeks of good Cox stats has me buying. So at this rate, it wouldn't surprise me if he played college basketball, because he's just an athletic tight end like Jimmy Graham and Tony Gonzalez. And we've already talked about Cox enough, but just know that I like him and he's my renegade for the week.
I feel like you can never talk about Cox enough.
I don't know. There's something about him.
There's something about Cox.
Second renegade of the week. We've kind of already talked about this guy too. But Jeff Wilson, I know the stats don't jump out at you, but he's currently owned in 47% of MFL leagues. Two touchdowns last week. And this isn't about Jeff Wilson, and it's not about the fact that he had two touchdowns. It's about the fact that he plays in San Francisco, and he's a running back for Kyle Shanahan. The running backs in San Francisco, and Kyle Shanahan specifically, score points. And I'm going to gamble that Jeff Wilson, who's owned in less than 50% of leagues, will put up points yet again. If Jerick McKinnon were owned in less than 50% of leagues, he would have been on here as well. Whoever Absolutely. That guy is, whoever the running back is in San Francisco, I'm buying. Jermichael Hasty, if he gets a shot, I will own him if he's owned in less than 50% of leagues.
Okay.
I bet they put up more than 8 points.
That is a very strong bet. Way to plant that flag.
Yeah, that's in there. Strong.
Wow. Matt, this has been one hell of a show tonight. One for the ages.
Keep saying they can't get any better, and they do.
They absolutely do. I think we just need to talk about Mo Cox every week.
I hope he doesn't get hurt.
No, no one wants to hurt Mo Cox. At all, really. But I think that does it. We talked about a lot today. We went places we never thought we'd go. Went pretty deep. Pretty deep. And I think that does it.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we're good. So be sure to check us out. We are send your hate tweets at Dynasty Dads on Twitter. Again, we are brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
For the limited time being. Be sure to like and review us over on iTunes. Again, Dynasty Trade Calculator podcast umbrella, Dynasty Dad's portion. And that will do it. That'll do it. So until next week, Matt, we are out.
We out. Peace.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter @DynastyDads. Visit us at our website, dynastydads.com, for articles, news, and notes. Dynasty Dads gear, and more.